It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome, everybody. Today is a great day to transform your life. What do you think? I think it is. It's a good day for doing a lot of things. Listen, today my show is all about the neuroscience of finding true love. And I'm wondering this. Is there anybody on the planet that could not use some more love in their life? I don't think so. I think everybody needs a little more love. So what do you think? Well, you know, today my show is really all about finding deeper states of love and even defining what is love. Where do you find it? What's the purpose of love? What if you're in a place where you're in business and you're like you walk into this office and you don't feel the love, right? Or if you're in a place in your personal life, maybe you're wondering, man, where is that person for me? Where is that person? You know, love is a deep subject. So we're going to try to bridge some of that for you today. And you know, I wondered this about 20 years ago. I wondered whether or not love could come to you instantly. Can you instantly fall in love? And you know, for those of you that don't know me, by the way, I've been a life coach and a business strategist for the last 24 years. And I've been married, I was married about 10 years to my first wife, 20 years to my second wife. I think I got it right this time. And I've worked with thousands of clients to help them to have more love and more joy and more happiness and harmony in their life. So I think I have a little expertise on this that I'd like to share with you. And you know, whether or not you're going to succeed in your relationships, you're going to succeed in your business, you're going to succeed in your family life, your home life. I submit that if you don't have a deep connection with love, you're probably not going to be that successful. You're probably going to struggle a lot. You're probably going to be a person that has a lot of stress and disharmony and a lot of misunderstanding in your life. And how weird is that? You mean there's this one thing that you can have that really will transcend all of this? And I say yes. I say it is this thing, this force, this power that we have in our lives, behind our words, that this force is called love. And it brings with it peace of mind. It brings with it harmony and balance. It brings with us powerful, connected, joyful relationships. And it brings with us health. All of that from this little tiny concept called love. So what do the neuroscientists tell us about love? Well, they tell us that love is a complex neurobiological phenomena relying on trust, belief, pleasure, and reward activities within the brain. There's a broad basis of beneficial neurobiological features that exist with the connection to love, and they combine with the physiological aspects related to maternal, romantic, sexual love, and healthy biological states. The scientists tell us that love and pleasure have stress-reducing and health-promoting potential since they carry the ability to heal or facilitate beneficial behavior. And, you know, after all, love is a joyful and, I'd say, a useful activity that encompasses wellness and the feelings of well-being. But I want to put this in my words, right? Because, you know, in other words, love has the potential to reduce stress, open our hearts, heal us, and create everlasting happiness in our lives. So why doesn't everybody, like, seek that all the time, day and night, okay? I know that most people that it's 20 years or older, have experienced some form of relationship love in their life where they've fallen deeply in love. And they have this feeling that, oh my gosh, everything is perfect. Everything is flowing the way it needs to. I finally found that one person in my life that's going to make life better. Everything's going to be great. And then what happens? Well, we fall out of this love, right? We fall in and out, in and out, in and out. So what is it? Why is it that that happens? Why can't people just stay in love? Great question. I want to answer that today. In fact, I've got some expert guests coming on this show, one expert guest that has written a book about it. It's called Yoga and Love. And we're going to be talking about what the heck does that all mean. But yoga, just for some of you that are thinking that you're going to be listening to a show where you're going to go out and start stretching and start doing some kind of weird body movements, that's not the kind of yoga I'm talking about. See, yoga actually means union. It's union with God, with the higher self, right? So we're going to be talking about that aspect of yoga. And that's the part where we get to connect deeply with ourselves. Okay? So this love thing, all right, how does it work? You know, well, I can tell you how it doesn't work. Let's go there first. How it doesn't work for most people is you watch TV, or maybe you watch your parents, or you learn from peers about what love is. And then you go out and you try to find this love that people have taught you what this is. And I can tell you, I tried to do that with a number of relationships. You know, I had this vision in my head, oh, it's going to be this way, and I'm going to fall in love, and I'm going to live happily ever after, and we're going to raise a family and raise kids and do a bunch of great things. And I can tell you, on many failed relationships, time and time again, I chased something outside of myself, and, you know, it switched from a blonde to a brunette to a redhead, back to a blonde to a brunette or redhead, back to a big body, small body, thin body, you know, blue eyes, brown eyes, green eyes. And I have to tell you, it was exhausting. And at the end of it, I hadn't found love. I just found another relationship, a human relationship that was full of anxiety and stress and fears and, you know, what we humans do. But then I thought, you know, there must be a way to do this. So I thought, you know, I know people have long-term relationships and they're actually happy. Not the ones that have long-term relationships and are miserable. I didn't want to model them. I wanted to find happiness. And what I found in common with all of them is that they'd done some inner work to get themselves to where they needed to be. Now, some of them naturally seemed to have certain values and certain ways to show up in a relationship. They were good listeners. They could be in a space where they just felt love in their life. And they'd be able to be with another person like that. But for the most part, most people had to learn. So what are the principles we have to learn? Well, there's quite a few, actually. But today, on today's show, I want to just give you a couple. And if you're really looking to find a deeper sense of fulfillment in your life, I submit you do this. First of all, true love comes out of stillness. It comes out of a place of stilling our mind and stilling our heart so we can start to hear our own inner voice. That little voice there will guide us to true love. So we have to start with the zero point, which I call stillness. For some of us, it's walking in nature. For others, it's learning how to meditate and go deep within themselves. But for all of us, it's learning how to let go of all distractions and going within. Second of all, love, true love comes out of the right vision. We have to start to vision, what is that? What does that mean for me? What are the qualities that I have developed so that I can have true love in my life, right? It's not about, I told my producer today, or my sound engineer, he said, how you stayed married for 20 years? I said, well, it's pretty simple. Every morning I wake up and I ask, what can I do to make my wife's life better, right? So I had a beautiful vision for her. I want her to have the best life possible, right? And then it takes courage to be in these things, right? Because every day I told my sound producer this. I said, every day it's coming. I don't know what's coming, but I know it's coming, right? It. You know, my wife may have a challenge that I need to help her with. The kids may need something that I wasn't expected. There's a financial challenge. There's some kind of a weird thing. It's coming. But if you know it's coming, You can be the observer of it. You can step back. And you know that meditation place I told you to start from? That helps us create stillness. That reduces our stress. It helps us to see things in a different light. Okay, listen, we're going to explore a whole bunch more about this on my next segment. So stay tuned. If you're really committed to having love in your life, I'm going to help you find it today. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, we're back. We're talking about love, relationship, connection, soon to talk about yoga, divorce. What do all these things have in common? Well, you're going to find out in just a moment. But before I get to our guest in studio, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Voices of Courage. And if you're new to the show, we're all about inspiring our audiences to engage with us in growing their business and transforming their lives. And you can find us on the web at voicesofcourage.us, or you can just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. As of about a week ago, we're on 102 stations now in 27 countries. So you can pretty much find us all over the place. But if you go to voicesofcourage.us, you can listen to the replays, and you can see all the different stations so you can connect in your local area. Wow. All righty. Well, I love this show. Listen, this show is all about the courage and the neuroscience of finding true love. In studio with me today is Vish Iyer, and Vish is a maverick, an unconventional rebel, a yogi, a speaker, an author, an actor, a workout junkie, a coach, and an entrepreneur. How's that? All right, Vish is a rare cocktail of spirituality, science, and entrepreneurship all rolled into one. Given his degrees in fields as varied as biology, France, graduate degrees in information systems and business, it's ironical to see his extraordinary insights into the psyche of love. Vish's strengths lie in his intuitive ability to help anybody find love. Did you hear me? Anybody. Stay tuned here. No matter how many times you failed in relationship. And I want to say this. He's got 30 years experience as a meditator, and his unique scientific yoga methods help people to find love. Vish, welcome to studio. I've been wanting to get you here for what, months?
Yes. Thank you.
You're finally here.
Yes, it's a joy to be here and a joy to connect with you always.
Oh my gosh. You know, I was reading your book last night, and in your book, there's a quote from the poet Rumi.
Right.
And he said, Rumi, this is Rumi's quote, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it."
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What are the barriers we put up against love?
Yeah. Well, the barriers we are unaware of what is just our bad habits or bad ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And which sprouts from our ego.
Yeah.
And ego is nothing but our false self.
Right.
Our limiting self.
Right.
And since we project from the ego, everything is material, then this limitation is put on it. Just by definition, ego is limiting. And that is not our true nature. So this conflict between our true nature, which is infinite, and our limited nature, ego, and that is the issue. And that's the wall. The wall is our ego.
But how do I know if I'm in my ego or if I'm in something higher?
Very simple. How do you feel about it?
Well, sometimes it feels heavy.
Yes.
If you're in your ego state,
you're restless, you're anxious,
mm-hmm.
you're scared,
mm-hmm.
You're in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All these emotions start coming. That's when you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of us, I know I grew up in a lot of fear,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't realize I lived a fear-based life. It was just natural.
I mean, as
I was telling somebody in the studio, my dad was a cop, LA cop, PD cop for 48 years. He came home with stories that scared the crap out of me.
Right.
And, and you know, when he ruled our house, and my mother did too, really out of fear.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And so when I grew up, it's kind of was imprinted in my head.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So how do we break those patterns and find true love?
Yeah. What we got to understand is in science, there was a notion, there was a theory that once the brain is set, it's set in concrete.
Oh, right. That was an old theory.
Yeah, it was an old theory. And that's been busted.
That's right.
Once there's the advances in neuroplasticity that we can change the brain any which way we want. And now there's a lot of research linking meditation to neuroplasticity. Where it doesn't matter, you grew up in this environment potentially of fear, but that can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
That can be changed through practices of yoga. When I say yoga, it means the breathing, the meditation. And these have been scientifically proven to change the neuronal grooves in your brain so that you're not a victim of your own conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to seek new neuronal grooves, which are love and courage and fearlessness, yes.
And actually, you know, I talked to a neuroscientist friend of mine yesterday, and he was explaining that a lot of people are out of balance in their brains, right?
Yes.
So they're using the frontal cortex,
right,
constantly to focus, and bring things in, right, and the ego and that.
Yes.
But they miss the creative side, which is that lights up when we're in meditation, right? You know.
And so to simply say from neuroscientific perspective that there are certain centers in the brain which are responsible for your fight or flight syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what science calls the amygdala.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what happens is there is blood flow going towards the amygdala anytime you're in a fear mode.
Right, the medulla, back.
No, not the medulla, the amygdala.
Oh, the amygdala.
Yes.
Amygdala.
Amygdala is really the enemy.
Right.
But it's a protection mechanism which we inherited from our lower ancestors.
Got it.
Reptilian, what they call it, the reptilian brain.
Right.
And so when there's blood flow going towards the amygdala, our fear starts coming. So either you want to fight or we scoot. We start running away, which happens in love as well. And now, so you might say, okay, how am I going to change myself? Now through meditation, we can show that we can move blood flow away consciously.
And create new patterns.
Now away from the amygdala into the left prefrontal cortex,
mm-hmm.
which are the higher centers mm-hmm. where you come into a region of choice,
mm-hmm.
no longer as a victim.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can brain map and see there is blood flow through fMRI, which is the functional magnetic resonance imaging, it's a new technology,
yeah,
where you can map brain and see, okay, there's blood flow to the left prefrontal cortex, and now you are more empowered.
Isn't
and you have
amazing?
Choice, and that's called the CEO part of your brain, and mm-hmm. this is scientifically proven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what they're proving then is that love is kind of good for us.
Absolutely.
And, at least meditation is.
Yes. Yes.
But meditation brings
yes.
peace.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And I think we go to we have a tendency to talk a lot about the consequences and the effects. And
yeah.
I think it's good to start questioning what the origin of this is to get a better perspective. To retract and say, okay, hey, I'm feeling fear. I'm feeling meditation is good for me. But why?
Right.
I think the question is why.
Right.
Why is love so good? Why bother?
Right.
Why is love so good? Why meditation is so good? Why is fear destructive? Why ego is destructive? And why relationships? Why love? And once you start questioning at that level, at the level of existentialism, then the answers start coming a little bit better. And that's why I want to backtrack into a whole culture which has studied consciousness mm-hmm. for 10,000 years mm-hmm. in India.
That's really good. I want to follow up on this. I'm running out of time in this
sure.
segment. I want to tell people, too, you got a book out there right now.
Yes.
I'm just going to tell them about it real quick. It's called Yoga and Love.
Yes.
It's by Vish Iyer, and they can find it where?
YogaandLove.com.
YogaandLove.com.
Or on Amazon.
Or on Amazon.
Yes.
Okay, good. Listen, when I come back from my break, I want to ask you, what is the reason that marriages don't work, and how do we tie that back into neuroscience?
All right.
I want to know about this.
All right.
Okay. All righty. Listen, we'll be right back.
All right.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I hope you're having a great day today. Do you think today's a good day to put a little more love in your life? Well, I'm hoping you're saying yeah, because that's what we're talking about today. Show's called The Courage and Neuroscience of Finding Love. And before I get to that, I really want to thank all the team that's part of this organization. We got about 20 people on our team right now that's helping get this out in the world. So,
oh, well, thank you, guys.
All of you guys. You're doing a great job. Rachel and Judy and Todd and Cameron and Susie and on it goes, right? Deborah, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
You know, I also would like to thank everybody that's tuning in. I mean, we're going viral on this, and I really appreciate that you're putting me out on your social media and letting your friends know about the show and getting us out there. I want to give back to you. So anybody that's out there today that I have a giveaway for you, okay? And by the way, we got lots of new giveaways coming up in our Insight area for people that are the Insider, I guess I should say, Insider members on our page. In fact, I think I got a couple of $2,000 tickets that we're going to give away this week. So you might want to join us on that at voicesofcourage.us. Anyway, this week I'm giving away this book, Release, Renew, Evolve, to all my listeners who comment on the show on Facebook and Instagram and tag at least two friends. So if you Instagram or Facebook right now and you're hearing the show or you hear it afterwards and, you know, next between now and the next week, if you let us know, I've got people watching my social media. They'll know when you do this. Give it away. Let us know. Let people know about us, and I'll give you this book. Why would you want this book? Well, it'll help you release some of your old garbage, your old baggage. Yes. You might have more happiness and harmony and peace in your life. So if it's worth it to you, you know, come and see me. All right. Listen, I'm in studio with Vish Iyer, and he's got a book out called Yoga in Love. And we were just talking about the why does it even matter? Why is it important, to be in love or have meditation or any of that stuff? Why is that?
Why? And this is where I want to say that I stand on the shoulders of giants, and this is not my discovery. Like I said, it's the culture I come from. For 10,000 years, we have studied consciousness.
And you're from India.
I'm from India. Yes, yeah. I'm from southern India.
Okay.
And the result of that is the result of the scientific discovery of all these great saints. And I'm just repeating their words after many years of practice. What they say is, we come from love. Our nature is love. Our nature is bliss consciousness. In Sanskrit, we call it ananda. Since we have descended from this consciousness, we have descended from ecstatic love, an ecstatic bliss consciousness, we cannot but help seek it.
And it's in everybody.
And it's in everybody. It's programmed into our DNA. And it doesn't matter how many times you fail, you will keep going back.
And, you know, and I think it's important to mention that, you know, there's a lot of illusion here and in this world we live in.
Yes.
And, you know, somebody can say, well, yeah, there's bliss consciousness within somebody, but gosh, did you see that guy, what his actions were the other day? Did
yes.
you see what he did to his wife? Did
yes.
you see what he did to his kids? Did
yes.
you see what he did
yes.
to the store owner?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Where's the bliss consciousness?
Yes. Well, now we are in a world of duality. The bliss consciousness is a state of, there is no polar opposite. When we say pain, there is pleasure. When we say sadness, there is happiness in the material world. In the material world, everything is dual. But our consciousness is a singular, unitary consciousness, lying deeply hidden. Like a diamond can be covered with dust for millions and millions of years. All you do is you wash it and clean it. The diamond is still there. The same way, it doesn't matter what actions people do. That's the garbage. But within, deep inside, that person is a flawless diamond. They just don't know it.
Well, I like looking at my wife as a flawless diamond, quite
yes,
frankly.
Yes.
But I don't think everybody looks at their friends or their wives, or they don't see through the
right.
eyes.
Do you
of
know
love.
Why that is?
Do I know why?
Yeah.
I would say that it has to do with where their focus lies and
right.
what their intention is.
The reason is they are not looking at themselves as a diamond.
Oh, that's
that
good.
Is the reason.
That's good. That's good. So we have to look at ourselves
exactly,
as a diamond first.
It always starts with self.
Right.
And just as important as it doesn't matter how much you love your wife, mm-hmm. when you're hungry, only you eat. You can't eat for her.
Right. That's right.
The same way, whenever you're seeking bliss, that hunger, which comes from inside you, you got to seek within.
Vish, why do marriages fail?
Yeah. Simple. They don't understand the purpose of marriage.
Ah.
Simple. Very simple.
What's the purpose of marriage?
Exactly. Just like you go into a college, they're defined that at the end of 4 years, you're going to get a degree.
Right.
And it's been defined very clearly what the purpose is.
Right.
And you put all-nighters, and you study, and you tests, and you go through all sorts of hell, but you're okay with it because at the end, there is a reward.
Right.
And the purpose has been defined.
Right.
Same way, as long as you keep defining purpose, life makes sense. It may not make sense when you're going through it, but ultimately it will. The same way, a purpose of marriage, purpose of love has not been defined.
How do you define that purpose?
Right. And that's
and
where...
is it an individual...
No, it's
defining?
A universal.
Oh, it's a universal.
It's
definition.
A universal definition which applies to everybody as a principle.
Mm-hmm.
Just as speed limit is 65, Does it apply to just you? No, it applies to everybody.
Applies to everybody. Yeah.
You break it, there is a cause and effect principle.
Right.
The same way, this love, because we came from love, we came from bliss consciousness, we are in this process of seeking and going back to that bliss consciousness, which every individual being is in this journey. Mm-hmm. It's a circular journey. Mm-hmm. It's not a linear journey. It's not a parallel journey. It's a circular journey.
So what I'm hearing is that in marriage, when my wife does something that upsets me, I need to look at me.
Me.
Not her.
Right.
Right.
And as the moment, so now your greatest purpose is to find that bliss consciousness within yourself.
In spite of the circumstances.
In spite of the circumstance.
Okay.
And that's your purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And now when two people come together in a relationship, the purpose of relationship is to help each other achieve your true nature.
That's good. So, and we're not talking about domestic violence here or relationships that are totally dysfunctional that you might need to leave.
Yes.
We're talking about a normal relationship.
Normal relationship.
This is what we need to do.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay, good. Good.
That is the purpose, yes.
That's a good purpose. Okay. Yes. All right. So if I know that, and I know it's about me evolving and me getting back to my own happiness.
Helping your soulmate, your ideal mate or your wife.
Oh, so it's not all about me.
Yes.
Okay.
No, you're working on yourself. At the same time, you're also serving. That is the bond in marriage.
Okay.
When you say we come together in marriage.
Yes.
You promise to say, I will help you find your own divine nature.
So how do people switch from a single single-minded consciousness, right? I'm single, it's all about me, I'm doing me, and blah, 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 into a committed relationship consciousness?
Yeah, I think you just got to listen to your own voices on the when you calm down. Most of the time...
It's restless, isn't it?
Yes, you're restless, and that's the reason you really don't understand. I was in one of Harv Eker's seminars.
Yeah.
And he was saying that all his life he wanted to start a pie shop.
Pie.
Pie. Making pies.
Yeah, making pies.
Yeah. And then he wanted to test his desire.
Right.
So he went and worked in a pie shop for a week and he said, that's it. He hated it.
I get it.
And this translates into everything. We think we like something.
Right.
And we think we are passionate about something. And then we try it, and it's a disaster.
Right.
The same way we think we like this with this girl, or, you know, if we're a man, right, or a guy, whatever. But then it ends up a disaster in a week, 2 weeks. It's like, how did I get this wrong? And that is the reason when you said, if you put some work into yourself and create some headspace, then your own soul consciousness, which is intelligent, will start talking to you.
That's good. Listen, I got to take a break here. We'll be right back. Well, I want to ask you a little bit about your secret to manifesting true love. We'll be right back. We'll talk about that in a minute.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Vela Kali Ma focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Vela Kali Ma is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Vela Kali Ma in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kali Ma, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Today we're talking about love. It's all about love. The show's called The Courage and the Neuroscience of Finding True Love. And I have an in-studio guest here. His name is Vish Iyer, and he's written a beautiful book called Yoga and Love, which you can get at yogaandlove.com, yogaandlove.com, or you can get it on Amazon. Before I get to Vish, I want to just give a shout-out for one of my sponsors. If you're a woman entrepreneur in the San Diego area, if so, if that's you, pay attention. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been helping women to grow their businesses and grow their lives since 1991. And they are actually San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven female entrepreneurs. So if you're a female entrepreneur and you're out there and you really want to take your business to the next level, you're really wanting to connect with the right leaders in this community, I encourage you to go to womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. By the way, all of our listeners around the world, go to womenswisdom.net. Check them out. They are doing some amazing things that you can model in your own community, and you can get in touch with some of their authors and speakers and trainers that they have coming in. Maybe invite them out to some of your events. So womenswisdom.net. Okay, listen, I have this wise man in studio. And we're talking about things like what the purpose of love is, why people get divorced. And now I'm going to ask him, if you missed my last two segments, go back and listen to them. They're powerful. I want to ask him, is there any science behind what he's saying? Let me go there first, okay? Because I know, you know, we tell you got keys to manifesting love. But first I want to know, what's the science behind all this?
Yeah. Well, the science is very simple. Like I spoke, I think, the first segment.
Yeah.
What scientists are saying that anytime there's a trauma, and here, since it's a relationship, we'll talk about divorce, for example. It's a traumatic event for most people. And America is at 59% divorce rate. 59% for first marriage.
Wow.
And second marriage, it jumps in the high 60s, and third marriage is 84.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what we're talking about. So every time there is a trauma, there is a lock in the amygdala. And the amygdala is our feeling, the fear center, the fight or flight syndrome, where we get, that's the origin in the brain. And now, because of this lock in the amygdala, your brain starts telling you that you suck at relationships. Mm. Oh my God, I'm never good. How many of you heard that, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not able to. There's no single good man in San Diego.
Yeah, there's no good man. There's no good
in the
women.
Entire world.
Right.
And I suck at relationships.
Right.
And I've had people come up to me and say, hey, Vish, you got lucky. You found a goddess. There are no other goddesses out there.
Right.
And I just have to laugh. It's nothing but the trauma in the amygdala, which makes them say that. And the amygdala, there's blood flow going mm-hmm. towards, and the neuronal connections going to that part of the brain.
So it's just fear. It's just fear.
It's the voice of fear. No, it's a voice of fear programmed into your brain.
Okay.
It's very real experience for that person.
Right. They perceive that.
They perceive that.
Yeah, and they hear those voices.
Right, and they think that's final. Right. That's it. And this happens again, this crossover. That's why my work has crossed over into business as well. It's the same feeling when you lose a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It's a trauma. And the same again, the trauma locks the amygdala.
It does.
Now, we feel imprisoned. We feel restricted. We feel limited. Right. Now it's very important to get you out and start feeling your limitless self.
Right.
And that's what meditation does. So that's the science behind this. Mm-hmm. When a trauma happens, like a divorce, there's a lock. Now, and that's what I do with my work, with my clients.
So it's unlocking. Your work is all about unlocking the limitations that people have put on
around. Which are
around
the walls,
them.
Which create the walls.
What creates the walls.
Yes.
Okay. Is... Is there anybody that can't find true love?
Absolutely not. It's just like it's asking, is there anybody on the planet who's not hungry? Who wouldn't be satisfied with food?
Right.
It's our nature.
Is there like one soulmate for everybody, or is there a bunch of soulmates for everybody?
Wow. We are going from science into spirituality.
Yeah, we are. I'm flipping you right like that, man. I'm flipping you right into it.
I get this question a lot. And the answer is there are many potential mates. Mm-hmm. And the moment we start talking about soulmate, I'll have to bring in the aspect of reincarnation. Mm. It's very, very important to understand. You cannot understand soulmate without the aspect of reincarnation. Mm-hmm. And by the way, reincarnation has been scientifically proven at the University of Virginia Medical School.
Really?
Yes. And I wrote a blog about that. It was Dr. Ian Stevenson. And we can talk about that. That could be a whole new segment. We may not have time, but enough to know that University of Virginia Medical School in the Department of Parapsychology have proven over 2,000 cases of reincarnation, scientifically.
Scientifically.
Yes, through the medical school.
Okay.
All right. Now we get back to soulmate. One. Now, because of reincarnation, what we say in reincarnation, we have worked with many people before. We've all been married to so many different people over the last many incarnations. Mm-hmm. And now our duty in this incarnation is to attract to yourself to that person with whom you've already done work.
Interesting.
And that's, so you have different levels, a spectrum of matches. Some people you've been married to and you, in the middle of your life, you found that they're not together. They are a 50% match. Then you have the 70% match. Then you have the 90% match. Then a potential 100% match. So your job in this incarnation is to attract to yourself friends. It's just not soulmate with the romantic relationship. Friends, business, family, everybody with whom you have already done work so that your life is harmonious and you get back to your true nature and they make it easier for you to get back to your nature.
Well, they do because they love you.
Exactly.
Because they're there for you. They want to support you. Right. They want to see the best happen for you.
Because there is an already existing connection. It's very important to understand that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and that's why there is one ideal mate with whom you have done a lot of work and many potential mates.
That's good. That's good. Yes. And I think that's really important to understand because I think that we meet people all the time. Everybody does this. Yes. And you, all of a sudden you look at them, you go,
yes.
I seem like I've known you before.
Yes.
And Buddha, how many times has somebody come up to you and said that?
Yes, so many times. More times than I can count. And Buddha said this when somebody asked you, why should you love everybody? And he said, every person you meet has been dear to you in one lifetime or another.
Mm.
Every person you meet. Mm. That was Buddha's quote.
That's really
powerful. He said that 2,500 years ago.
Yeah. Of course, my mind goes to, I wonder if they're also a little mean to me.
but the lesson is to love them unconditionally.
It
doesn't matter what they are.
Okay. All right. Unconditionally. Yes. Unconditional love is a very difficult concept for most people.
Yes.
Myself included.
Yes.
People do things I don't like.
Yes.
People say things I don't like. People wound me, attack me sometimes on social media. I don't necessarily like those things.
Yes.
So what's your formula on giving back unconditional love?
Yeah, my formula is it's just on working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not when we look at it as a concept from the intellectual point of view, you want to attack back.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like attacking back.
Mm-hmm.
But I know once I'm in my true nature, I wouldn't be reacting.
So you have
I would be choosing.
So I love that because if you're in that true nature, if you're in your highest mind, the highest self, there isn't a reaction because you're at a place of being the observer of the experience.
Right.
You're not the reactor to the experience.
Right. This happened to Gandhi, for example. And Gandhi practiced.
Oh.
I mean, if you read his autobiography, it's not like he's been loving all his life.
Right. He wasn't.
He was not.
No.
He's a saint in progress. But when Nathuram Godse was the person who shot him, and he shot him, and after he saw him that he shot him, he was blessing him. Mm-hmm. And this was recorded in history that Gandhi was blessing the man who shot him.
That's quite a thing to do.
Yes.
When somebody shot you point blank and now you're blessing them.
Yes.
But I submit that we're all shot point blank all the time.
All
with
the time.
People's with words.
Yes.
With the words. So
yes,
it's a practice.
Right. We need to acknowledge that it's difficult.
Right.
We need to acknowledge that, but at the same time, we also need to acknowledge that we just got to go back and do more work.
Right.
It's always about doing more work.
Yes.
Which is what people don't want to do. And that's the reason we never end up finding truth.
That's good. All right, listen, I got to take another break. The book is Yoga and Love. It's by Vish Iyer. You can get it at yogaandlove.com, yogaandlove.com. When I come back, I want to talk to Vish a little bit about dating and his thoughts on dating.
All right.
So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All right, we're back. Thanks so much for tuning in. I guess if you listen to our first segment, you know that we are now on 102 stations and in 27 countries. So for all of you that are new to our show out there, I want to let you know our show is about empowering, encouraging people to step into their courage, to understand who they are, to do the inner work that they need to do to evolve themselves, evolve them their thinking, and have more peace, joy, harmony, and love in all areas of their life. So if that's you, hey, and I bet it is, I would encourage you to let your friends know about our show and come back every week. You know, if you're on Cortana, Alexa, or Siri, just say play Voices of Courage podcast. Let your friends know that, and we'll connect with you. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. Okay, the show today is The Courage and Neuroscience of Finding True Love. In studio with me is Vish Iyer, and Vish has written a book called Yoga and Love. We've been talking about true love and where to find love and all kinds of different topics today, man. We've gone all over from reincarnation to purpose to understanding how to let go of some of the blocks. But you know, we didn't go too deep into diving into removing the walls. How do you remove the walls, Vish? Let me get into that first, and then
through practice of yoga. And when I say practice of yoga, I mean the asanas, the pranayama, and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? They mm-hmm. move blood flow and mm-hmm. form new neurons, mm-hmm. and that's what you want mm-hmm. in the CEO centers of your brain, mm-hmm. so that you feel empowered and so that you feel that you have the power to choose.
So can I go out and start dating if I haven't done the inner work? I mean, is it okay?
No, I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay.
Because what you're doing is self-sabotaging.
Mm.
If you want more hurt, go ahead.
Well, and you probably, if you don't shift your thinking and
your habits,
you're
going to keep attracting the same type of people.
Same, but they might be brunettes this time instead of blondes.
Yeah. Or black hair.
Or black hair. That's true. Yeah, that's right.
But,
okay.
But we understand that it's really skin, and it's probably the thinnest part of you. So we need to understand that's not that doesn't really.
Well, listen, I've heard in the culture, if you go black, you'll never go back. So, you know, hey, I don't know. You know,
that's funny.
But listen, but truly, you know, thoughts on dating. I want to know what do you think? When's a person ready to start dating?
Yeah. First of all, I want to, it sounds a little strong, but that's me. I just come out straight. Dating doesn't work.
Mm.
Period. And if you don't look at the data, it's not working, and people still keep doing the same thing over and over and over, where it's come to a point where love is lost.
Right.
The whole concept of love is lost. Instead, it's become a hunt.
It's a hunt. Yeah, I would agree with
it's
that.
It's a hunt, and it's...
what's it a hunt for?
It's a manipulative. Mm-hmm. It's how to get a number, how to get read the psychology of that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's so self-serving, mm-hmm. but it's actually self-sabotaging.
Mm. So if we don't date, what do?
Right. And first, date yourself.
Date yourself?
Yes.
Okay. How do we date ourselves? What does
that
mean?
By doing inner work, mm-hmm. like you said very powerfully mm-hmm. at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Without inner work, just as if, let's say, you're a doctor. And let's say you want to be a doctor, for example. Okay. And then you start demanding, I don't know, $500,000 per year, immediately, people are going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
Because you haven't done the training, you haven't done the work, you don't have the knowledge or the skill.
Okay. I get it. Okay. So let's work on, let's say, one of these skill sets.
Yes.
Okay. Let's say I have I'm impatient. Mm-hmm. I've got a little impatience going on, which is my last three relationships had brought that to my attention.
Yes.
And now I need to work on that. Mm. What would you suggest?
Yeah, it's just reflect. Simple thing is to reflect or even go to counseling
mm-hmm.
and then add meditation to it.
When you say reflect, are you talking about contemplating on what can I do to release the impatience?
Absolutely, and talk to close friends
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, this impatient nature has come to the fore and it's caused me to break up
mm-hmm.
with people.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I do? Mm-hmm. What do you feel that you've known me for so long? That's another great, powerful way to change ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step is to commit to say, I want to transform myself.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard a lot of people over the years tell me that that people, there is not the right person for me. I'll never find the right person.
Yeah, again, that's the amygdala talking.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't.
So that's just fear.
That's just fear.
Okay. And the amygdala.
And they have
the
not
fear.
Dated. They yeah. have not dated themselves.
Okay.
They've not done the inner work. Period.
Okay. All right. Listen. If you want to date yourself, then, and we're not talking about dating yourself like an old person. We're talking about actually coming on a date for yourself.
Yes.
And seeing who you are and learning who you are.
You're learning who you are, and that involves some practical steps.
Okay. What are the practical steps?
Just as you go to the gym and you work out and build a muscle.
Yeah.
The same way you start working on yourself on the inner level. And how would that be? Spend time meditating. Spend time journaling. Spend time go to a mountain cabin in the woods mm-hmm. and journal mm-hmm. all your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Ask some questions. And this can be life-changing. And what yoga does, meditation does, is it changes you, transforms you at the energy level. And now, and that when you do a transformation at the energy level, it reflects physiologically as blood flow change, as cerebral blood flow going to the higher centers in your brain, forming new neurons. And that's how it expresses itself physiologically, because behind the physiology is energy, the energy body.
Right.
And meditation changes the fundamental energy. And that's the transformation you want to see. I was on Mr. Michael Beckwith's show from Agape.
Oh, yeah. I know Michael.
And Michael and I were talking, and he was interviewing me, just like you were, and he was saying, Vish, he did so much work, inner work. He said he would spend Saturdays just meditating and journaling and trying to be with himself before he manifested love.
That's right. So I want to say that what you're talking about is exactly what my wife and I did prior to meeting each other.
Yes.
We did a lot of work. We did a lot of time alone. We went in. We asked ourselves what our values are, what our purpose is, why are we here, what will relationship bring to us, what's important to have in relationship. And we answered those questions before we got together.
Absolutely.
And then to like attracted like, and we
Absolutely.
Were like magnets that
right.
came together.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, Vish, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm out of time, man. His book is Yoga and Love. Yoga and Love. You can get it at Amazon, Yoga and Love, or you can get it at yogaandlove.com. Been an amazing show. Listen, I hope you'll pass this show on to several people that you love. It may have been mind-stimulating and mind-opening. I hope it is. I hope you to go back and listen to the show a couple times. There's a lot here. There's a lot of wisdom in this show. And if you do that, you'll start to ask new questions, get new answers, and start to take your life to where you really want it to be. Get to know yourself. That's the message this week. Get to know yourself. Okay. Thanks, Fish.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.